Hey, professional homegirls. So I have some really exciting news.
So we are now located in our second bookstore. Yes, you can pick up the Professional Homegirl Coloring Book at Word Bookstores, located in Brooklyn at 126 Franklin Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11222. So if you want to celebrate with the kid, you can buy me coffee, y'all, by clicking the link in the show notes below. Thank you all so much for supporting the kid, and I really do hope that y'all enjoyed this week's episode. Until next time, everyone, later.
You are now listening to The Professional Homegirl.
Professional? Homegirls, it's the kid Ebony from the PhD podcast, the only place where you will hear interviews from Black women anonymously on stories that will enlighten and expand on taboo topics. Now, if you hear someone that sounds familiar, mind the business that pays you, child. If you like the PhD podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Please, 5-star reviews only. Hold me down, don't hold me up. Merch is now available on the site as well as my book list, so please make sure you visit the link in the show notes below. You can connect with the kid on Instagram at The Professional Homegirl and at The PhD Podcast. If you are on Twitter, please follow me at The PhD Podcast. Now, if you are all caught up with episodes, listen to the bonus episodes by supporting The PhD Podcast Patreon account. To support, please visit www.patreon.com/The PhD Podcast. Now, please keep in mind that all of my guests are anonymous, so let's begin this week's episode. I am super excited to have my guest on the show as she will share her journey on being a tarot card reader. Plus, as y'all know, I love speaking about spirituality and all things of that nature. So to my guest, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. Sometimes I'm just like fearful about, you know, children distracting, but I locked the door. So I think I should be okay.
Okay, perfect. And I also did some research on you, and you're from New York.
I am. I'm from Brooklyn and the Bronx, originally.
Oh. Okay, cool. I live in Brooklyn. I said, oh, she's a Brooklyn girl.
Yeah, girl, from Coney Island.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, where are you from?
So I'm originally from New York. I live in Brooklyn right now. I live in Flatbush, but I was raised in Tennessee.
Okay, so we went opposite ways because now we're Baton Rouge.
I saw that. Right. So for those who might not be familiar with tarot card reading, what is it?
Okay, well, tarot card reading is a form of divination. So basically, you can pick up on the energy of a particular person, whether you want to read about the past, present, or the future. I guess, like, if you want, like, a technical answer, there's different suits in tarot cards, just like a regular deck of playing cards. And, you know, it corresponds to different things. So, like, the cups would be your emotions. Wands is, like, fast action that you want to take. Swords is what you're thinking about or just, like, you know, mental type things. And then pentacles is usually your money. And then there's, like, the major arcana. And those are like major themes happening in people's lives.
How long would you say this has been around for?
I want to say since the beginning of time, but
yeah, realistically,
realistically, you know, like divination is definitely something that has been around since people, you know, first came to the earth. But tarot in particular, I know for sure it started off with ancient Egyptians. Now, whether they got it from someone else, I don't know, but I know for sure, like, if you learn about the ancient Egyptian deities like Thoth and who else? The names escape me, but you know, Isis, Osiris, some type of people, they had their own form of like reading, I guess, cards or like books. And so yeah, it's pretty ancient.
Do you feel like it's just now starting to become like oversaturated?
That's a good word. I don't think it's oversaturated. I feel like, you know, when it's time for something to just take off, it's gonna happen. I know there's been a big, you know, boom with like spirituality, and everybody's been like become so into it within I would say like the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. Because even me, someone who does it, like I didn't even really find out about it until I want to say 2018, and that was just an introduction on a personal level. Because of course, you know, every time people think about tarot cards, they think about that Beyonce movie from like the early 2000s.
Carmen.
Yes, a hip opera where she went, yes, and she's a lady, and they were like, "Oh, you're gonna die," and then she started singing that song. Remember that?
No, I was thinking about the movie Caught Up with Bikini Woodbine.
Ooh, I've never seen that.
Oh, it's like an old school movie, and he was dealing with some girl, and she was a tarot card reader. And I used to be like, "Yo, what is this?"
Oh, yeah. Every now and then, in like a nice—I don't know if that was like a hood flick or anything—but every now and then,
you we'll
see some form of magic or spell work or whatever in one of them, you know, old black films, even Eve's Bayou. I don't know if you ever seen that.
Yeah.
When Journey now, Smollett was a little girl.
If y'all ain't seen Eve's Bayou, y'all need to stop listening. Right. And go watch it.
It spooked me when I was a kid, but as I got older, I was like, oh, you know, I can roll with this. But I mean, she wasn't reading cards in the movie. She was more so like, she would like put her hands on people. You know what I'm saying? She would read them like that. So I guess she was more of a fortune teller, but yeah.
Mm. So what would you say are some misconceptions of tarot cards or just being a tarot card reader?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Misconception, I guess, number one is like, people are like, are you legit? You know, like, how do you get these messages? You know, who are you talking to? Like, do you talk to dead people? And then I guess misconception number two is like, you know, like mainstream people who maybe were raised on Catholicism or Christianity, and they're like, oh, that's devil worshiping. Mm-hmm. But over time, they're like, oh, I want to do it. I'm just so scared. Like, I don't want to be a sinner.
Right.
And I'm like, well, girl, like, you don't have to do a tarot card reading. Like, if you pray or, you know, you have dreams at night, like, it's still divination. You tapping into the same source with every form of reading that you do. So if you're not really trying to do cards, like, you can still know your future or know what's happening in your life, you know, behind the scenes, even without cards.
And can you speak more on divination? Because I'm like, I'm really into like certain things, spirituality, and I really never heard that word before.
Sure. So divination is just a word that means to divine over something. Right, where you tapping into divine source to get clarity about a situation. And there's different types of divination. So usually it will end in the suffix mancy, right? M-A-N-C-Y. So taromancy is right, the form of divination where you're reading tarot cards. And then there's a lot of other different types. You know, people read tea leaves, people read seashells, people can read the clouds. Like, it's all types of stuff that
people reading coffee beans.
Mm-hmm. Palms, right? Anything.
So is it safe to say that tarot cards don't tell the future, but more so a tool for spiritual guidance?
No, that's not true. I think it just depends on the person reading, because if you have the gift of seeing the future and your tool, right, that you use to see the future is tarot cards, then of course, right, you can that's like a forecast for what's to come. Some people, they just use it to guide people on how to handle the situation or how to personally grow from a situation, but it really depends on the reader, right? Like, because if you go into someone who can't see the future, like, you're gonna be disappointed. Right. But there are for sure people who they could tell you what's coming. And you might like it, you might not, but you could certainly use tarot for the future.
So would you say that some tarot readers are gifted while some are just regular people who are really good at reading the cards in front of them? And no shade. No shade at all. I ain't gonna shade nobody.
I like to just mind my business, honestly. Right? If I don't resonate with someone and I don't feel drawn to that person's energy, I'm just not gonna go to them. But if people feel like they really are in tune with their decks and they know what they're talking about and they be on point for some people, then great. But I do think it's something that's subjective, right? Just like if you were to pick a church to go to or a house of worship or something like that, or even a form of spirituality to get into. I personally am not drawn to being a Buddhist or, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm not about to relocate to Afghanistan and live my life as a Muslim. That ain't right. My path. But there's other people who are, you know, they'll do the pilgrimage to Egypt, and you know, they'll change their whole life, right, and submit to Islam, and that's their thing. Same thing with picking a reader. And other people too, like, they may not want a tarot card reader. They might just want a clairvoyant who don't even need no cards. They just boom, like, they just see right. stuff without even needing cards. So I would never sit here and say like, oh, this person's a fake, this person's a fraud, unless they're really out here just making shit up. But I would personally keep it to myself, because never know, they might be somebody else's prophet, they just not mine.
Can you spot if somebody's being real or fake?
Like another reader?
Yeah. Listen,
I'm going to say...
She don't want no problems.
I'm going to say... I wouldn't use the word fake. Maybe like... not genuine or like not authentic, but again, it's just me. Like, that person don't resonate with me at all, so I'm just not drawn to them. Because like my best friend, right, she's super into spirituality just like me, and she be, oh girl, she be like so in love with some readers, and I'm like, really, you into that? But she likes the shadow work type stuff, she likes spiritual guidance, and I'm like, I just want to talk about love and money.
Right.
So if they not talking about love and money, I don't want to hear it. I don't need no spiritual help. I'm like, my guides got me. I don't need to go to nobody for that, because I feel like I'm good with that. But there's other people, they struggling, right, in the spiritual realm. But their money is on point. Their love life is on point. They just, you know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they trying to get in tune with their spiritual path or their soul mission or something like that. And they're going to be more drawn to the people who's more so talking about those types of things. Or even like, I don't know if you've heard about spirituality that came from Africa, you know, like Yoruba and dealing with the Orishas and stuff like that. There are some people who's really into that. If they were to come to me for that, I'll be like, sis, I'm going to have to send you to a voodoo priestess, because I don't really deal with the Orishas, you know? So,
but how do you feel about that? I'm just curious, because I have a psychic, and she, like, that's one of her things. So I'm just curious to hear from somebody else that's in the spiritual realm. Like, how do you feel about
that? How I feel about that? I'm not going to say I'm not into it, like, but it's just not something that I deal with on the regular. When I first got into spirituality, you know, I feel like that's everybody's introduction, because you want to do a love spell, they'd be like, oh, talk to Oshun.
Right.
And you do a little Oshun spell, and you just like, okay. Or you, you know, when I first got into doing like road opener spells, a lot of the time they would talk about, I think, Alegua, I can't pronounce their name, and I don't really remember his name off the top of my head, but you know, it's like different deities for like with different purposes,
right?
But I do think that that's something that you want to be initiated into, or you kind of be born into it, you know, like your family kind of do it,
right?
Because me personally, I wasn't born into that, so I don't really deal with that.
Do you recommend that people use tarot cards on themselves?
if they feel like they got it like that, hell yeah. I read myself, you know, I got friends who read themselves, but it's not even about the cards, right? It's about you being in tune with yourself, and like, I don't want to say know what you're looking for, but you just got to trust that, like, you so in tune with yourself, you so in tune with spirit that when you pull that tarot spread, it's for you. And if right. nobody else but you, and you will take the messages from it that you need to take. But if not, like, if someone is new to it, or if someone, you know, because people get a little anxious and they'll do, like, they'll pull cards like 30 times on the same question. By that time, they don't went through the whole deck, and they're like, "Oh, I'm confused because I pulled every card." It's like, yes, of course you're confused.
Right. So
sometimes it's a little easier to go to a reader, and like, because the reader don't have no emotional connection, and the reader is not looking for any specific answer. Like, they're just gonna tell you what comes up. So sometimes you want to go to someone else, but if you feel confident reading yourself, for sure, go for it. Like, why not?
And is there, like, a certain deck that you use, or do you use, like, multiple decks?
So yeah, I got about 20 different tarot decks. Then I have some oracle card decks. So it's similar to tarot, but tarot is very structured. You got numbers, you got suits, you got your major arcana, and the decks are different because depending on the artist who drew it, you know, the pictures are going to be different. But the oracle cards, I love oracle cards because it's way more fluid, way more intuitive. It's not structured where there's like numbers that have specific meanings and stuff like that. So a lot of the times you can use that depending on the area of your life that you want clarity on. For instance, you could use a dream oracle deck to like interpret your dreams. You can use love messages, right, to see like, oh, what is this person thinking about when they think of me, or what's coming in my love life. You can use money manifestation oracle decks, you know, like, or affirmations. I see a lot of people with the affirmation decks these days.
I love a good affirmation deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I made my own. Well, I just wrote some, like, affirmations on index cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually want to turn into a product, but that's a little bit long. Yeah.
Girl, same. I have an Oracle deck that I was working on, and
it's a lot of work.
It is. I had, like, all the pictures and all the messages ready, but just to actually finish it and, like, edit it, whew.
Yeah, and the cost. Let's not even get started on the cost, child.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've been doing this since 2018. So what do you specialize in?
Who? Me, a specialist? Okay. Okay, if you want to look at topics, right, I would definitely say the topic I specialize in is money and love. I'm like the love witch. I'm like all about planet Venus, working with Venus to help people, you know, get on their path. But for sure, I will say my favorite topic to help people improve on is like relationships, love, dating. And then just giving them clarity on if money is coming, and if not, what do they need to do to get in alignment with that. But if you study astrology, then you know, like, the areas that Venus rules over is both love and money.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I would say it's my specialty. But the services that I offer overall, it's all different because I have readings and I have products and I offer spells too.
Yeah, I was reading about your role opener spell.
Yeah. So
a lot of people like that one.
They do.
And I know you offer other services, but I've been hearing really great things about your Jezebel oil.
I started wearing the oils and guys were like, like you said, being generous, buying me gifts, sending me money for nails, giving me money for the babysitter,
okay,
just helping me with all types of random stuff. And I feel like it even manifested me a new car because
I saw
I had no intention of like getting a new car so soon because I just moved, like I'm getting my life situated in a new state. And I went into the dealership just to look around. They were like, oh, we can make something happen right now. I'm like, are you serious? I was like, there's no way the bank is going to approve this. And sure enough, right. This. I'm like, damn, we pulling money like that from banks? Right. Okay. And aside from that, you know, like my neighbors being extra friendly to me, taking out my trash for me. Then, you know, it even helped me link up with a girl out here who like put me onto like other ways to make more money. So it's just been all blessings ever since I started using it. My baby dad even sending me money consistently. I'm like, okay. Jesus. So it's crazy because a lot of the clients, they have the same testimonial too. Like, wow, I don't know, my baby father is like stepping it up. I'm like, yes, girl.
Yeah, I gotta get this child. So how were you introduced to tarot cards? Because I remember reading something on your website when you were saying that you always felt like you had gifts at a young age.
Mm-hmm. So my introduction to tarot was, like I said, like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was already into astrology. I was already doing natal chart readings. And my homegirl, she put me onto so much. But she was the one who...
Like what?
She put me onto tarot readings because she referred me to this girl who she was always going to on Instagram. She taught me how to do my first money spell. She taught me how to do, like, a lot of spells. She's from Flatbush, too.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the first time I went and got... Sorry, excuse me. First time I went and got a tarot reading, of course, was about my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, ex came back around and I just needed to secure that. But so yeah, I had to go to this girl because I was like, sis, you need to tell me he is the one. She was like, yes, there's so much love. I see an engagement happening and a proposal. I'm like, yes.
And then what happened?
Right. That ain't happened. It was supposed to happen, and I think it still might, but okay, I don't want to tell all my business, but if people was following me from back then they already kind of know. But, you know, he was with somebody else at the time, and I just knew that thing was in shambles, but I had to work on myself first, because, you know, if I would have played my cards right and been just calm about the whole thing, I probably would have had a different outcome. But you know, when the other woman hits you with the I'm coming to you as a woman.
The woman,
like,
right.
Oh no. I flip the table now because shouldn't you stay in your place? Why are you talking to me? This don't have nothing to do with me and you. This is between me and him. So, you know, I had to wow out because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn and yeah. But, you know, I'm still on good terms with him and everything like that. It's just like, you know.
So what made you want to pursue it?
So what made me want to pursue it was as I learned more about astrology and the connection to all the tarot cards, I was like, oh, I could do this because all the elements, you know, water, fire, air, earth correspond to the deck. And to me, it was just a way to strengthen my reading abilities. But the fact that it kind of took off to the point where people started to associate me more with tarot than astrology, even though I started with astrology, I thought that was kind of cool because there's a lot of readers out there who it's either or, you know, they either
right.
real good with astrology or they real good with them cards. But I'm not going to say not many are good with both because there are like probably thousands who are. But for me, like, I just thought it was cool to be able to be like, well, if you want to talk about this, do this type of reading. But if you want to talk about that, do that type of reading. So yeah, just showing, I guess, even if you read in the same person, but it's like two different topics, it's like if you want to get the best answer, you don't want to just overly rely on one type of divination. Like, you want options to get the most clarity possible.
Mm. So what do you do to prepare for a reading?
Well, when I first started, I did a lot. You know, I used to like have all these crystals out and all these candles burning and Florida water and like saging before and after every session.
Were you scared?
Sometimes, because when I first started off, I was like running a lot of promotions, right? So it was a lot of brand new people coming to me who I never spoke to before. I don't know what they expect. I don't know what the expectations are. I'm like, oh my God, like, I hope they don't think like this is too basic or, you know, mm-hmm. not deep enough. But over time, what I do to prepare has changed dramatically. Like, my son was just like 6 months old or like less than a year old when I first started readings. My daughter, she was a little younger, but now, like, they talk so much and they're so needy. And I don't always have a bunch of time to like do all this cleansing and meditating before a session. So it's kind of just like, okay, I look at my calendar, I get my deck, I shuffle, I hit the person up. Hey, you ready?
Right.
And that's it. Because I mean, I'm usually good to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it has changed. But ideally, like, what I would do to prepare for a reading is just know the person's questions beforehand, if possible, so I could get the right deck. And then just make sure I'm in a good space mentally and physically to do it, and then I just get right into it. It's no real, I don't make it a big deal, you know?
And I noticed that you mentioned your spirit guide. So how did you go about discovering who they were?
So I knew who they were because I could see them, but I didn't know their names or anything like that. I didn't know where they came from, like if it was ancestor or what. I was just kind of like, I always see this woman with a sword and I see this man and he's always like shuffling papers or he's just always reading books. So I have went to another reader who's amazing, and she's clairvoyant, so she sees the same people that I see, but she, I would say, like, she's on a completely different vibration when she's speaking to them, because she can actually, like, I guess, hear, like, exactly what they're saying. Because when they talk to me, I see images. Like, they talk to me in moving images. And I can hear stuff, but, like, I can't hear their names. You know, I never hear names or dates or nothing like that. But the girl that I go to, she's like, if she asks a name, like, they will spell it out for her. But it's like crazy, because she was telling me, like, you don't even need to know their name. Like, they don't care what you call them. Like, they're gonna tell you like what their names are, but they're yours. Like, they don't give a fuck what you call them.
Do we all have spirit guides?
I'm gonna say yeah. And a cool thing too is, like, the fewer that you have around you, it's like the older that you are on a spiritual level. Like, you've been here so many times, so you only need a few, you know, to get you through. But people who are just kind of like repeating the same lessons over and over, or like they're like a new spirit to earth, they got like so many.
Ooh, child, these niggas out here, child.
Oh, right. Yes. That's exactly how I'm thinking of these niggas.
So have some of your client spirit guides ever tried to block you?
What you mean block me? Like, from reading them?
Yeah.
Nah. By the time that person comes to me for a reading, it's kind of like, I would say they already had an agreement. You know what I'm saying? Like, their spirit guides and my spirit guides, they already had an agreement to, like,
really?
Have a discussion. Mm-hmm. And okay, you know what? I'm lying. So there has been multiple times where someone wanted to book me and the payment would not go through. And it was the craziest thing. They're like, it was when I used to use Cash App. They're like, I'm searching your phone number, I don't see anything. And I'm like, well, sis, don't book me.
Right.
I don't know what you got going on over there. There's a reason why it's not going through. But anytime Spirit blocks a transaction, that is for sure, they're just like, no. However, I don't know why the blockage is taking place. I just know, like, Spirit said, nah. So, It ain't into pieces.
Have you ever done a reading that was too heavy?
Been a while, but I'm gonna say yeah, because when I was living in Brooklyn doing readings, I do feel like the readings had a lot more weight to it. But
life is a little bit more harder in Brooklyn than it is in the South, child.
That, yes, for sure. But I think at the time, like, that's just what was coming to me. But people know, right? They know my personality. They know what I like to talk about. They know what to just don't even bother coming to me talking about, because I don't do those type of readings. So,
and I think that's fair too, because I think that I'm starting to sense too, like, I'm definitely going to come to you because I definitely want to talk about this money, child. But I think that's good to let people know what you specialize in, so people can already know up front. Like, don't come to me about this and that. Like, if it's about some love and money, I'm here for you.
Right. And people who's, like, really invested into in the work, you know what I'm saying, to better themselves. Because I don't want to say I hate when people come to me for the same topic and it's 6 months later. It's like, come on now. Put in some work, right? Get your life together. But at the same time, like, I get it, you know, because we do have, like, we do stumble along the way. But my favorite types of clients are the ones who, like, take what I say seriously, and they see their life transform for the better, and they just roll with it, and they don't try to stand in their own way, you know? Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite type of clients. But, I don't know. I think sometimes my personality, when I'm just talking to people one-on-one, you know, when I'm just shooting the shit or chopping it up or telling a wild-ass story and my stories on Instagram, like, my energy is very, like, carefree. But then during a reading, I'm like, bitch, don't fucking play with me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta put my foot down, because it's like you. I take my clients' life so seriously. I be so invested. Like, I'm always asking for updates. People always come back with the updates, and it's like, you know, like, I'm invested for the long haul, and you becoming whatever you want to become, or, like, manifesting whatever you want to manifest. Because I think I'm pretty open about how my life has changed dramatically since I've gotten into spirituality, and I would like for other people to have the same or better.
How did it change?
Oh, Lord, girl. Oh my God, it's so many ways. So, you know, I'm a single mom, so had to leave my baby daddy, staying with family in New York. I didn't really feel like I had the support that I really wanted to have. Baby daddy wasn't giving me no money. I had a job. They wasn't trying to pay me more than $25 an hour. I was like, yo, I got two kids. I'm trying to get my own place. Like, what's up? I need 30. They didn't want to do that. And then it was just like, you know, back up against the wall, you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place, like, in so many different areas. I feel like I ain't have no money to go shopping. I was paying a babysitter, like, oh my God, how much was I paying that lady? I want to say $200 a week per kid. Like, $400.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say it was more than that, but
right.
Yo, just crazy bills, you know, car broke down.
Just life.
Yo, just doing the absolute most. Freaking banks keep calling, like, where's my money?
Right.
And I'm like blocking the bank because I can't deal with that. Trying to start a new business, just trying to keep it going. Yeah, I would remember I'll be putting in these crazy hours every single day. Like, waking up super early to get them kids to the babysitter, going to work. Oh, my God, I lived in Coney Island. I was on the train going to the Upper East Side every day, dead tired. coming back home on that same long commute. Then I'm all night long, I'm doing readings. At the time, I was in grad school too. Girl, I was,
You know, it's so funny because my next question is, spirit work got to be exhausting at times.
Is it? But the payout, the reward, like, I still cannot believe sometimes, like, oh my God, like, I have my own apartment and the decor is exactly what I wanted. Like, oh my God, I got a brand new car. It's exactly what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something breaks or if I lose something, I got the money to replace it. Like, I ain't even on food stamps right now. People be telling me I need to get on food stamps. And I'm like, I don't know. But I, you know, I buy all my groceries in cash. Like, it's like, I don't really want for nothing. You know, there be times where, like, I lose my motivation and I'm like, come on, sis, get your hustle more. But, you know, like, my daughter, I didn't want her going to school in New York. Like, she's in a real good school out here in Louisiana. Like, my friends are solid, you know. Of course, like, they not really out here. I got a couple of friends out here, but my friends, yo, they be holding it down in New York. Even the one who put me on to you, like,
yeah,
she been rocking with me since the very beginning, and she's another person whose life has kind of just, like, changed for the better, and she always keeps me updated, so.
I was telling the, I was telling my guests, I was like, I normally try people out before I go to them, just because I know that people that listen to this podcast, like, they really believe in what I say, so I always try to make sure I give my honest review. And I didn't get a chance to try her service, but our mutual friend was like, no, you need to get her on the show. Like, she's fire. Like, she's really good at her service. You're going to really like her. And I'm like, all right, bet. So I will be doing the service, everyone. Like, I definitely will be getting some Jezebel oil, child. Because we are in the season of increase, okay?
Yes, we are.
We're big on manifestation. So what is some advice you would give to our listeners on manifesting the life that they want?
Ooh, I actually have posted about this on my page.
I know, I saw it.
Okay, let me try to remember what I said. So I'm just, like, a firm believer in not forcing nothing, right? Set your intentions. If you got to write it down somewhere in a book, do that, or a piece of paper. So at least write it down first. But you definitely want to have the vision. Know exactly what it is, whether it's big or whether it's small, short-term, long-term. Have a vision, because you need to see it in your mind first before, like, if you don't see it in your face, in your head, how are you going to know when it's, like, right there in front of you, right?
Right.
So you definitely have to, like, have the vision. So, tip two for manifestation would be get rid of people or make less time for people who's either not supportive of it, or you tell them the vision and they just staring at you like a deer in headlights. Like, they're completely useless to your goals. If you can't get rid of them, like I said, just make less time for them. But while you're creating space, right, you're creating a void so that it can be filled up with the right network of people to help move your goals along, just be very intentional about what you want to come into your life, because as you release the, I guess, energetic connections, right, from people who's taking up that space, you want the right people to come in and fill in that space. But it's not going to come if you don't know what you want these people to help you with. For example, right, let's say you're trying to get into Forex trading or stocks or something like that, right? You obviously want to get rid of people who don't know nothing about it, or you tell it to them and they're like, oh, that shit is a scam. Like, you definitely don't want those people around. But while you're kind of, like, waiting for it to come, one day out the blue, you're going to meet somebody, you're going to chop it up with them, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I do, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be like, hello, you should be seeing, like, big flashing lights going off in your head, like Times Square, like, oh, my God, this is the person I manifested this. Like, you need to be very clear about when you have met someone, right, who's going to be an asset in your network to help you move your goals along. Same thing with love life. You need to know exactly what traits you're looking for, but you also want to know who you're trying to show up as, because when that person starts saying all that stuff that was on your list and you ain't telling them not a word about what was on your list, it's like, oh shit, like, I know it when I see it.
Right.
And the third one, I guess, is like, people have to stay very diligent, consistent, mm-hmm. move with a sense of urgency. You can't force nothing, but if every day you wake up on some like, nah, I set a new goal, every single day I was going to do anything that I can to earn an extra $100 per day, brush your ass and get your extra $100 and don't stop until that's your reality every day. And then I guess four would be, you have to be receptive to blessings and generosity. Because a lot of people, they want to manifest, but they want to do everything by themselves. And God forbid someone try to help them. They're like, no, I want to do it by myself.
Right.
I want to be the one who made all this happen. And it's like, well, unfortunately, you are a human being and humans are social creatures. And you can't just do everything by yourself. Like,
that's a fact.
You have to be in the right circle. But just because you know the right people doesn't mean you're going to be receptive to the guidance, the help, the tools, the money, whatever. So those are four little gems about how to manifest.
Okay, three more quick things because I know you got to get to your babies. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask these three questions. Is it easy to make a spell? Because I feel like when it comes to spells, for me, I do believe in chanting or like praying for the same thing over and over again, like speaking it into fruition. So is that the same thing as a spell? Or is you put a little bit more sauce into it?
I mean, spell work is another one of the things. If you feel like you're a conjurer or you feel like you're a spell worker, there ain't nobody could come in between, you know, you and your magic. But that gotta be something that it comes from within, and you just know that that's your superpower. Like, there's some people, they are such good dancers, or they're such good athletes, or whatever, like that's their thing, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So the magic comes inside of them, like it's just there.
Right.
So for spells, I mean, yeah, it's like your touch is what activates everything. But at the same time, you have to be aware of magical properties of the ingredients you're using, or like the order that you're doing stuff in, colors or certain stuff that you're using. So it's a little bit more than just chanting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, they are really verbal with their spells. Some people, they're more mental, like they don't really say much, but in their head, they saying a whole lot, but they don't really chant or nothing like that.
Do you feel like since you live in Louisiana, you're a little bit more closer to certain things, if that makes sense?
Yes, yes, and yes. So when I first moved out here, I felt a big difference with like how I am connected to stuff. More so to nature, because
I was going to say spirit, but I'm like, you always had spirit around you because spirit is always with you. But
yeah, ever since I was a little kid, spirit, they just be right there. They don't, right. They don't miss a beat. They be like, boom, like an anchor. Like, you wake up, boom, hello, good morning, spirit. No, so there's so much water in Louisiana, but I could say the same for where I grew up at in Coney Island. I was always
warned by you in Coney Island.
Yeah. I grew up by the beach. So out here, it's similar, but it's like so much more water. And I want to say like the charm of Louisiana, it's like as soon as I touched down in Baton Rouge, I felt like I was home. Like I was telling my best friend, I feel like I used to live here in another lifetime. And I did, you know, I had got readers and they were like, oh, nah, you lived in like closer to New Orleans, but you know, you probably used to go to Baton Rouge a lot. And it just feels like home. Like, I'm always shocked when the natives are like, oh, I'm trying to get out of Baton Rouge. They're not here. I'm like, what? Like, that right. Was everything. And
I love the fact New Orleans.
I was driving around New Orleans today. But since I've gotten here, I have felt so much of a stronger connection to magic in general. because my connections to readings has always been like there. Even when my life was crazy hectic, like I always felt super connected to it. But with spells, I didn't really have that connection because I was like staying in somebody else's house. But in my own space in Louisiana, it hits a little harder.
And last but not least, what do you see? It don't have to be nothing a big prediction, but what's your prediction for 2022?
For what?
Overall, like, what's like the first thing that comes to your mind that you see?
Well, I'm gonna be 30, so I personally feel like it's just gonna be wonderful. But I mean, if I'm gonna talk about specific years and stuff like that, I like to look at the planets. So I know for sure Jupiter is moving into Pisces in 2022. So I personally feel like a lot of people's money in 2022.
Ooh, like you still, please let it be me, Lord. Please.
Like, you're still gonna see this like surge of people getting deeper into spirituality or just focusing more on side hustles, right, to supplement their income. People trying to save more. Like, I kind of just feel like it's gonna be one of those coming of age years. Like, it's gonna be like another major turning point. Like how COVID was a major turning point, right? 2020, like, it set a completely different scene or like energy from 2019, right? Because 2019, girl, bye. Everybody was on the come up in 2019, right? Like everybody was starting a little candle business and a lashes business. Like everybody was starting something. But I feel like COVID came and shut a whole lot of shit down. And it really showed, I don't want to say who was called, but it really weeded out like who was really going to survive on their own without that 9-to-5 versus who was going to get scared and go back to clocking it. But I feel like 2022 is going to be another time where it's like a revival of some sort. Like, people just going to be, like, trusting themselves, trusting, you know, their vision or whatever their mission is in life. Like, they're going to feel a strong pull to keep it going. So, that's what I see overall. Aside from that, I mean, I think people are going to grow a little tired of government trying to, you know, that Uncle Sam type energy. Like, there's going to be a lot of pushback, like, nah, we ain't letting you play with us like this. So the people are going to like kind of share one voice and give like a lot of pushback.
People tired of Uncle Tom Chow. Well, I appreciate you. I'm so happy that our friend introduced us to each other. But is your birthday in February?
No, my birthday is in March.
Oh, okay. I thought your birthday was in February. But I read your the Venus in Aquarius, and man, that was spot on.
Oh, my little with Young Miami on it.
Yes, I feel like you read me. I'm like, that is it right there.
Yeah. I'm a Pisces, and my Venus is in Aquarius, so. Yeah, that's spot on.
So if y'all want any, if I have any questions, comments, or concerns, please make sure to email me at hello@thephdpodcast.com. I am definitely buying some Jezebel oil because we are in a season of increase and we need all the blessings that we can get.
Okay.
And to my guests, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciated you too. This was so fun. We made it to the end. I'm so grateful.
Technical difficulties and the babies was excited. So.
Oh, yes.
Until next time, everyone. Later.